Matthew chapter 26. And it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then the chief priests, and the scribes, and the elders of the people, assembled together to the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus secretly and kill him. But they said, Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came to him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meal. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? This ointment might have been sold for much, and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? Because she has done a good work upon me. Because you have the poor always with you, but me you will not always have. Because in that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall this also, which this woman has done, be told for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked them, What will you give me, and I will deliver him to you? And they contracted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say to him, The master says, My time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening had come, he sat down with the 12. And as they ate, he said, Truly I say to you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and every one of them began to say to him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He who dips his hand with mine in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, who betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said to him, You have said so. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink all of it, because this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine. Until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, All of you will be offended because of me this night, because it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I have risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, Though all men shall be offended because of you, yet I will never be offended. Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, that this night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, Though I should die with you, yet I will not deny you. All the disciples also said likewise. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, oil press, grape, or olive, and said to the disciples, Sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy-hearted. Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it can be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing. But the flesh is weak. He went away again the 2nd time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, because their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again, and prayed the 3rd time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. The hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going, he is at hand who betrays me. And while he yet spoke, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he who betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whomever I shall kiss, that same one is he, hold him tightly." And immediately he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And one of those who was with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest's and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put up away your sword in its place, because all who take the sword shall perish with the sword. Do you not think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall immediately give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must be this way?" In that same hour Jesus said to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a thief with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you did not lay hold on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples forsook left him and fled. And those who had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him from a distance to the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yes, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At the last, two false witnesses came and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" And the high priest arose and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it which these witness against you?" But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said to him, "I command you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy, claims to be God. What further need do we have of witnesses? Indeed, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is guilty of death." Then they spat in his face and pushed him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is the one who struck you?" Now Peter sat outside in the palace, and a young girl came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." And when he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said to those who were there, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a while those who stood by came to him and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, because your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I do not know the man." And immediately the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly.